This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, it was announced that, seemingly out of nowhere, Harrison Butker was going to need surgery on his knee. As a result of that surgery on the knee, Harrison Butker was going to miss time on the IR for the next 4 weeks. And then they had to go out and find, you know, one other kicker off of the street to come in here and do the job. That is Spencer Schrader. This is a massive deal. The special teams unit is part of the reason teams like the Chiefs have gone undefeated. Is it as big as losing your number one wide receiver, your number two wide receiver, your number one running back, your number two corner, or any of the other injuries the Chiefs have suffered from this year? It is not. It does not compare to those level of injuries. To pretend like it won't have any effect, though, that would be foolish. Their ability to kick a ball from anywhere on the field at any time, good for 3 points, has been a function of their offense. It's part of the way they've designed the way they're going to play as a team. So Harrison Butker missing time is a big deal, especially because it's up against Buffalo, the single biggest game of the regular season. But one part I do not understand, as we can talk more about Harrison Butker and what that loss means. One thing I will not understand is the idea that Schrader can't do anything. Like, are you kidding me? Like, you know, like the prevailing sentiment, like, well, I wouldn't trust him to kick a 45-yarder to win it. Go for every fourth down. Those seems to be the thoughts I see coming out of social media a lot. Go for every fourth down. I don't trust him to handle those responsibilities. You know, we're never going to be sure if he makes a kick. I just want to remind people very quickly that Harrison Butker was off the street. Harrison Butker was available on the Panthers practice squad. He was available to any team in the entire NFL to pick up. So if that's going to be the case, well, then I'm not going to worry about it. Like, I'm not going to overly panic and say that there's no way that Harrison Butker can't get the job done. That's all that matters, is that whether or not he, you know, can he get the job done? And I would tell you, typically, can Schrader get the job done? The answer is, yeah, probably. Look, do I want him kicking a 55-yard field goal to win the game when it's 21-20 in the fourth quarter with 10 seconds left to go? I do not.
You're going
to
be sweating.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like 55. I mean, probably inside of, what, 45? What do you think? Inside of 45 is a moment of panic?
I think, yeah, for sure. I don't know. Like
outside of 45, sorry, but.
If it's a, even if it's like a 40-yard field goal, I don't know what the wind conditions are going to be like in Buffalo, but if it's a 40-yard field goal and it's 21-20, Chiefs are down, and they need this kick to keep the undefeated season alive, I think even with the 40-yard, you're just like, all right, he should be good, but you're not as confident for sure.
No. No. But like someone said, Cody, this guy missed half his kicks in college. College? I don't care about that. Like, I understand. Like, I'm not saying the guy's good. I'm not saying he's great, right? I'm not saying they didn't get a downgrade. They obviously got a downgrade. I'm not saying just because Harrison Butker was available on the street. This guy is as good as Harrison Butker. All I'm saying is that kickers are a lot like hockey goalies. All you need them to do fundamentally is to get hot, right? Just get hot. Do you want to know the percentage of kicks? Just out of curiosity here, from the 816. What's your guess, Drew? You got a pretty good idea of what Harrison Butker has done in his NFL career?
Percentage-wise?
What do you think Harrison Butker made in college? The percentage of kicks he made in college?
79.
71%. 71%.
Not great.
So, like, before we start citing college stats for a kicker who was on the street, I will remind you that this guy made 68.3. Harrison Butker made 71.2.
For all we know, this guy's going to make 95% of his kicks instead of 98. Like,
it's 4 weeks.
Harrison does. Yeah.
It's 4 weeks. These are two players. Like, look, Pacheco and Aminihu coming back, bigger than Harrison Butker. The idea that, like, you've lost these other players, bigger than Harrison Butker. Is it nothing? No, of course it's not nothing. Again, they've designed their offense around the idea that they will take the guaranteed 3 points. And for a team that has played essentially every single game this year inside a single score, I'm not pretending like the guarantee of those 3 points, the 95% of the kicks he makes, does not have an impact. I think everyone else is just panicking a little too soon if they're like, this is the reason they lose. We're going to go to this Buffalo game. It's going to be 13 seconds remaining, and Schrader's going to be lining it up from 47 yards out, and the Chiefs are going to be trailing 23-24, and all they got to do is make this kick to win, and Schrader sprays it out right, and they lose. I just don't think it's that dramatic. I think almost any kicker you can find to kick for an NFL game is good to make most, if not all, of their extra points in a game, so that doesn't make a tangible difference. And I think just as long as you are effective enough on offense to get it inside of 45 yards, he'll make a large majority of those kicks too. Harrison Butker's only missed 2 kicks this season. So it's not to say, but he's missed 2 and they're still undefeated. So Schrader can still miss 1 and not necessarily cost him a game. But it did feel like it was out of nowhere. And that part is always like, eh. And I hate when they're like, 3 to 4 weeks, he'll be fine. Because if you followed the Chiefs long enough, I can assure you one thing. Their history of telling the truth on injury is not true.
Yeah.
Okay? It is not accurate. I'll fall short. They lie to you. Okay? Whatever the Chiefs tell you about, like, he's week to week, he's day to day, he could be back, they're not telling you the whole truth. They are intentionally leading you astray because they don't want to give you too much information or more information than you need or all the things in between. They're just telling you what they think they got to tell you to move on with that. Someone said Jake Elliott would like a word. He missed a couple of kicks last night, cost him the game. I'm not saying kickers have never cost somebody a game. The other part about this is I can't get overly worried about an injury that I think takes a month. Like, okay. Like, yeah, for a month. There's some kicks that could cost him a game. The Chiefs don't have to go undefeated to be the number one seed. It'd be cool if they went undefeated, but at least on this end, I got to figure out which way to go on it. And so, I'm not going to send myself into panic.
I think that, you know, you bringing that up, Cody, is the angle where maybe it's just this game or whatever game it is. Say they lose a game and it just so happens to be because of Schrader. Let's say Schrader goes 3 for 4 on Sunday and the one that he misses happens to be the one that's the game winner. It's not like he kicked bad. He just missed the game-winning field goal. The undefeated season is done, but it's not like, to your point, the season is over. It's not like it's a playoff game and he botched the kick. It's a regular season game, and they should be able to, you know, handle business without hopefully needing him to kick a game-winning kick the next 3-4 games until Harrison Butker can come back.
I just need Spencer Strader to make the regular kicks. I know that sounds silly or sounds simplified. I just need him to make the regular kicks.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.